Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman joining me from Hollywood now. She's got some scoop on Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. Now, while the biggest night in music was going on this past weekend, the Grammys, Selena and Justin, or Jelena, I guess as we'll call them, weren't on the West Coast. No, they were actually in New York in Manhattan, spotted having a pre-Valentine's Day dinner at a trendy Thai restaurant in the lovely borough of Manhattan. Selena Gomez was also spotted, though, with a ring, Jill, and some people are speculating, I can't believe this, that it's an engagement ring. Is that true?
Have no fear. Selena is still technically on the market. Now, of course, these two very in love, but they're saying this ring may have been around for a little while. It's funny because it looks like a J, so everyone, of course, A, speculating that it's for Justin. And now it looks like it could be an F. Everyone's speculating that B, it could mean forever. So it's not an engagement ring. You know, it wouldn't be too far off. I know they're very in love, but they're both really busy people, so it would be very silly to be going through something like that right now, if you ask me. But they do both have very young parents, so it wouldn't be odd for them to get started with their love and family life a little sooner. So we'll see what happens.
That's a great point, but again, going back to the whole reason why they were having dinner on Sunday, I believe they spent Valentine's Day apart due to their different work schedules, so you're right, they are very busy as well. Here's what I want to know, Jill. What if it was a C? What would we speculate that was for? Commitment, perhaps?
Sure. I guess, you know, the thing is, only those two could really know the truth. So
right.
I think that's what it really is they tweet these photos, and they want everyone to start buzzing and wondering what's going on, but I think they're just trying to profess their love for one another, and they're doing it, of course, via Twitter and social media, so.
Absolutely. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jill, you recently had a chance to catch up with an artist that recently worked, actually, with one of my friends, Jason Derulo. Who is this kid? Tell me a little about him.
Yes, his name is Jin Akanishi, and of course a Japanese pop star, but has gained popularity worldwide. I went to tour rehearsals yesterday with this guy. He's getting ready to go on a U.S. tour, so he's going to 5 cities in the U.S. starting March 9th. Let me tell you, this guy has the hugest fan base, and I know that because by me simply tweeting that I was with him, I got so much response.
Really?
So his fans are really excited that the U.S. is giving him some notoriety, and I think he's going to gain popularity quick. He did the song with Jason Derulo called Test Drive. He has a newer single out called Sun Burns Down. That video is up on YouTube. It's quite popular on YouTube as well. I think it's at 1 million streams. So that's a pretty cool song. The song with Jason Derulo hit number one on the iTunes Dance chart.
Jill, basically what you're telling me is if I want to get as many Twitter followers as you, I should start tweeting about this pop star. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Tweet about this show and they will be tuning in. They are very loyal fans, and I told him that yesterday. I said, you have really great fans, and he said, I know, I'm so grateful. Tell them all hi, and I'll see them on tour.
Now, one more time, this guy's name?
Yeah, you would do this to me. Jin Akanishi.
Yeah, way to stick that landing, Jill. Very cool. You've piqued my interest on Test Drive. I'm going to have to take a listen to that, and if it's cool, we'll spin it next week with the Daily Download, and I'm sure, especially with Jason Derulo on it, it is. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman, always sharing the latest 411 from Hollywood. As always, we appreciate your insight, Jill. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.